Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. 34 after. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for staying with us. 800-531-3815. Toll-free coast to coast, 800-531-3815. Richard Pinion is our guest and our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is our business, our financial planning expert, I should say. And he's our friend. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Welcome to the 27th.
And folks, Rick, as you know, Rick has a little song and dance he has to do for us because Rick works in the world of the investment world. He's in the securities world, and because of that, he doesn't operate in the caveat emptor marketplace like you and I operate in. He works in the full disclosure world, and because of that, he has something he needs to say before we get started.
Yes, good morning. First of all, Jim, for your listeners to remember that discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through SunAmerica Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member NASD and SIPC, and Pinion Financial Services and SunAmerica Securities are not directly related. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Good job. Rick, one of the things that I told the audience that we're going to talk about long-term care insurance benefits as part of our financial planning series that you and I are doing, and I'm glad you wanted to talk about this because, you know, Rick, more and more of my friends, including myself, are dealing with aging parents. My dad just turned 80 years old. He's got health problems and he's been a concern of ours for a couple of three years now, and thankfully he's still able to be at home, but thankfully my mother's still alive to take care of him, but we all have, you know, there are millions of examples out there like mine, and perhaps you too, that are in thousands of different degrees of care ability. And so right now it's safe to say, I mean, I think you've got some statistics even on how many people are actually taking care of elderly people or just ill people, and it's really become a major concern these days, hasn't it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, as I was driving to work this morning, it reminded me that today's my dad's birthday. He's 90 today.
I'll be darned. Almost 10 years older than my dad.
I was going to say, they were part of the same, the vintage generation.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And I think we're all concerned. We're like in a squeezed generation here between caring for our parents and then trying to look out for our kids and grandkids at the same time. It is a major problem in terms of statistics. I thought I might mention the U.S. Chamber of Commerce membership survey, which was recently done, in which for small business owners, 66% of those surveyed out of 300 member companies said the cost of long-term care was a major concern. And most small businesses, Jim, as you know, cannot afford the extreme financial burden of a long-term illness.
Well, and folks, he didn't say long-term insurance. He said long-term care, and that's nursing home, assisted living, or even the residential units, like the domiciliaries or the what they used to call adult congregate living facilities, ACLFs. Even those are anywhere from, depending on what part of the country you're in and the level of the facility, you know, they could easily be talking about $1,500 to $5,000 a month,
right?
Depending on, as I say, whether it's residential, assisted, or nursing home, or even there are even Alzheimer's units out there now.
Right. In fact, if we were doing this show, say if we turn back the clock 20 or 30 years ago, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
That's exactly right.
Because people didn't live much longer than after retirement. Now we've got people living up to over 100 years old.
Well, we didn't have, and even though, let's say there were a smaller group of people, as you say, like that, there weren't the products available that there are now.
Right.
We've got options now that we didn't have, and those options, it's just like somebody said once, Rick, you know, they were fussing, you know, about all the how expensive medicine is today and how many different medicines that they have to pay for, the elderly. And I realize that that's a problem. My mother complains about that sometimes. And I say, Mom, what if we didn't have those medicines?
Yeah.
The difference is that we've got those options today.
Yeah, and I think one of the ways we can solve this, I mean, we could probably have a whole show on this, is just they've got to give tax credits to people for these medicines.
Yeah.
Because they're either going to pay taxes or pay the drug companies. And they might as well pay the drug companies rather than paying the taxes.
Exactly. But long-term care is becoming a problem.
It's becoming a huge problem, and people are becoming more educated, both at the workplace. Mm-hmm. The federal government just opened a program through LTC Partners. I mean, it's everywhere you look, people are thinking about it.
People are missing work, taking care of their loved ones or a friend. That's another thing I think the survey pointed out, and it's creating a lot of consternation out there. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this and some ways to avoid this and make that part of your long-term financial plan with our good friend, Rick Pinion, president and the founder of Pinion Financial Services. Tony Till, stay with us. We're back at 17 Till. My website is www.jbsba.com. jbsba.com. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Rob Jollis is one of our top salesmanship customer care experts. He's going to have some good stuff to talk to us about. And after that, Anita Rosen will join us. And we're going to talk about how to make sure our e-commerce, our e-business component of our business is up to date. Rick Pinion is our guest. We're talking about long-term care, folks. We're talking about Rick, some statistics that we're running into, and boy, everything that's in here that you've told us about and that I've read about in the material that you're using, Rick, I either see myself or some friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I see is the fact that most of us, including most of our parents probably, have made no provision for this kind of care.
Right. In fact, 76% of small businesses have not even budgeted for long-term care costs. And only 13% actually owned a long-term care policy or were covered under a group plan.
Right.
And the big one, Jim, is 42% said they had missed work in order to care for a relative or a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps we could even add in there maybe a co-worker or an employee.
Right. Well, but the good news, though, is like the products, the new care products that are out there, the different types of levels of care that we now can have, like that, there also now are new products that we can get that help us to fund our ultimate residency in those places.
Yeah, you know, years ago, people used to kind of focus on long-term care policies as covering nursing homes only. Now we have a whole series of different levels of care that policies will take care of, and they want to keep people at home as long as they can. So people could very well spend 10, 15, 20 years staying at home.
Long-term care doesn't mean that you're institutionalized.
No, it used to, but it doesn't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's tremendous tax incentives, too, for the self-employed. For example, for this year, 2003, just like with health insurance premiums, mm-hmm. long-term care premiums are 100% tax deductible.
And folks, let me stop you for a minute there, Rick. Every time we give that statistic or that make that fact known, that 100% of our health care benefits, insurance, and now long-term care are 100% deductible, we've got to stand up and salute some hardworking organizations that are part of our brain trust who almost single-handedly taken this to the floor of Congress and to the White House. And that's the National Federation of Independent Business and the Small Business Survival Committee. Those are two that I know of that have really fought hard for that, Rick. And you need to salute them, too, because they've helped your business, I'm sure.
Amen. Amen. They're a great organization.
Yeah.
And they've got offices not too far from you down in Washington, D.C.
They all do good jobs. If any of you have invested in those companies, this is a payday that you got for that, 100% deductibility. Because, Rick, when you and I started doing this about 4 years ago, when you started joining me about 4 years ago, I think, as I remember, in that year, I think maybe none of our our premiums were deductible.
That's right, and then it moved up slowly. Remember, it was around 40%?
Yep.
I remember we did a show a few years ago, and I was talking about the 40% figure.
And see, folks, you might be thinking that we're getting some kind of a special deal. Well, guess what? It's always been this way for big companies, for the C corporations.
Right. Now they're reaching down to small entrepreneurs and people that
are sole proprietors. We're getting what we should have already gotten. Okay, let's get back into LTC.
Yeah, the other thing is the benefits that come out. Not only are we getting a tax-deductible premiums, but when money comes out for long-term care expenses, it comes out tax-free.
Like a life insurance benefit.
Exactly, just like cash value in a life insurance. Or accident and health policies would be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And many state governments are hopping on the bandwagon now. I know in the state of Maryland where I am, they have a $500 tax credit. Not a deduction, but a tax credit for long-term care purchases.
Wow, a one-time deal?
Yeah, and I like to look at trends, Jim, and I think sooner or later they're going to extend it. But right now it's a one-time deal.
Well, it's to encourage people to do this so that the state doesn't wind up the state and the federal government wind up with you being on Medicaid in a nursing home.
And the states are going broke.
Their Medicaid's broke in most states already.
Right. So I think we have incentives there. And we also, many small businesses call me up because they want to provide something special for a key employee.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way to do that than to give that key employee a long-term care policy where the employers can deduct the cost of the premiums. And the benefits are not considered income for that key person.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike traditional health insurance, which is covered under ERISA and some other laws, here the employers can pick and choose which ones they want to give this particular...
They can discriminate. You hate to use that word, but that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, I don't like to use the word. That was in my mind as you said that.
But it actually is the technical word.
Sure, yeah. I wish they'd invent a new word.
I know, we need another word, but it cuts to the chase on how you can manage that.
Yeah, I like the word discriminatory.
There you go.
Something like that. We can all discriminate.
Yeah.
But anyway, the employers can pick and choose who will have it, and this is the fastest-growing employee perk in corporate America today, is this long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think about it, think of the cost of this. You know, if a person's in their 60s, it might cost a couple thousand a year, but once they get in their 70s or even 80s, it's like buying a car. So if they can lock in that premium when early on, it'll stay level for their entire lifetime.
It works similar to the way life insurance works, doesn't it?
It's very similar. In fact, they're almost like sister-type products.
But it is a perpetual premium unless you want to do a single premium type of thing?
You could do a single premium. Also, some life insurance policies have long-term care riders, whereby if a person needs long-term care, they will actually... take out some of the death benefit and provide medical.
Right. Sort of like a reverse mortgage kind of a thing. Yeah, very interesting. Folks, this is all... The whole idea for this discussion is to get you thinking about these things, to get you to include all these things, because one thing you don't want to do is plan for your retirement and not plan for being, you know, having to have a lot of care in the last years of your life. Tim Till, we're going to be right back with our good friend Rick Pinion after these messages. Back, it's 7 till. Richard Pinion is our guest. Rick is the president and founder of Pinion Financial Services in beautiful downtown Bethesda, Maryland, which is hard by to our nation's capital. And Rick's been a good friend of ours now for almost 4 years. Next month, Rick, is our fourth anniversary.
We'll
have a cake. We'll have to have that, maybe, and maybe a little champagne, too. Rick, I want you to give us your coordinates. Tell us how my audience can find you.
Yeah, the easiest way, Jim, is to check on my website, which is www.pinionfinancial.com. They can also, let me repeat that, it's www.pinionfinancial.com. Or they can call me in the 800 number, because I think a lot of your listeners, Jim, are outside the Washington area.
Right.
And they can reach me at 1-800-296-4427.
Now, when they get to your website, You got a bunch of calculators on your website, don't you?
Oh yeah, you can calculate for children's education, retirement benefits, I mean, you name it, Social Security benefits. There's just a wealth of information on the website.
And all that's free, right?
All that's free. There's no charge, no
just
admission charge.
Check it out. And if you see something you like, folks, Rick, you work with people in a virtual way, don't you? I mean, I know you've got a lot of face-to-face clients, but you've got communities of clients who are not face-to-face with.
Yeah, in fact, every time we have a show, Jim, I know sometimes people will communicate with me on a virtual basis.
Uh-huh.
And they'll want me to, you know, email them some information. And sometimes I've never seen the people, but they're very nice,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I appreciate you helping me look after my audience, Rick, very much. And folks, Rick's a classic example of the profile of our Brain Trust members. They believe that givers gain, and Rick's a perfect example of that. Rick, let's get back into our long-term care issue. What are some other things that we need to know about it?
Well, I think in terms of the solution, Jim, in terms of everybody's concern about this problem, if we could kind of lay out a game plan for small business owners in terms of how to approach the problem, I think the first step is to gather as much information as you can about how long-term care works, investigate through your representative the possibility of a group plan.
Right.
Look at it as an individual. Look at your key people. See who you care about that you'd like to protect. And then try to compare policies because there's a wide range of benefits with different companies.
Right. Now, is there a place online is there an LTC component of your website? You have something on your website that talks about long-term care?
That's correct.
Okay, so that's opinionfinancial.com.
Because remember, long-term care is part of the insurance arena, and the insurance arena is part of a good financial planner's background.
It's one of the five factors that you call one of the five factors for good financial planning.
Right, that's insurance, that's income tax, that's investments, that's retirement planning and estate planning. Those are the five areas that most certified financial planners work with.
Right. And besides your site, is there another site, a provider that's got a good site that you'd recommend?
Sure. In other words, what I do on my computer, Jim, and I think this is maybe a good word for most people, is I just type in keywords like long-term care.
Uh-huh.
And then my search engines will pick up dozens of sites to go on that you can navigate those sites.
But your suggestion is an excellent one. That's just to folks just become knowledgeable of this thing. I mean, if you haven't got any family or friends who are dealing with the cost of long-term care, they're dealing with long-term care in general, let alone the cost of being put into, you know, having to move to a care facility. If you've got any friends, ask them how much that costs. That's one of the things, Rick, people our age are asking each other these days. That's part of the dinner conversation, isn't it?
Sure.
About, you know, how are you taking care of your elderly parents? And it's really something that we all need to become more educated about.
Right, because we're talking about $150 a day on up, depending on where a person stays.
And, you know, Rick, there are 80 million of you and me, 80 million in our generation. Think about the toll. Think about the pressure that we're going to put on the long-term care industry, so to speak, in about 20 years or 20 or 30 years.
Right. In fact, the statistics are that 43% of all Americans who turn age 65 this year will eventually enter a nursing home.
Yep.
And one-half of all nursing home patients are discharged within 6 months.
Right.
However, the average length of stay for those who do not leave within 6 months is 4 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. Rick, that's going to have to be the last word. We're coming up on the end of the segment. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. Let's do it again.
Good job today, Rick. Rick Pinion, ladies and gentlemen, with Pinion Financial Services. That's pinionfinancial.com. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.